what song would you have liked to have written? So there's loads of songs, obviously millions of songs in the world, but what are the ones for you that stick out that you went, I really wish that I could have written that track?
Oh, there's so many, you know, it's almost unjust to mention one, you know, but My Guitar Gently Weeps, so obviously it's a fantastic song, in, you know, that George Harrison wrote, or Wish You Were Here. It's also a big favorite of mine. I love the lyrics, and I just love the sound of that song as well. It's just beautiful.
Mm. For me, Nothing Else Matters, Metallica.
Yeah.
When you strip it back to an acoustic version, the lyrics just spark out and really connect people, you know, and the text just sort of rings right through a lot of people, so, and they get it together, and they almost hear their own voice back when you just sing it in an acoustic form. Nothing else matters, you know. So
that's right. It's a good lyrics, isn't it?
It's really,
yeah, they
really
get hidden
great,
a little
yeah.
bit behind it being a metal band kind of thing, so you can't tend to
never cared for what they do, never care for what they say. Something like yeah, just good. Having your own voice about things, and nothing else matters. Yeah.
Now, you got the album, so you, how many tracks you got on the album?
I think it might be 12 on that one. It's 12. Two bonus tracks on that one.
I just turned it over 10. Myself and looked, yeah. And got it in my hand. So 12 tracks, which is good, because a lot of people are releasing sort of like two or three songs. Don't know what that's about. But it's nice to actually have an album that you can listen to from the yeah. start to the finish.
Yeah.
The Eye of Tilos, tell us about the title and what does it represent, what does it mean?
Oh, well, basically Tilos is a Greek isle that I stumbled across a couple of years ago when I was going on a little retreat. I tend to take those kind of walkabouts for a couple of weeks myself and go and hang around in mountains and play with the goats. And I went to Greece by myself and checked myself into like a little pension or whatever. And then every day I would take a walk up to the mountains and sit out. Sometimes I just sit there and meditate because I do a lot of meditation or yoga and stuff. And then I took my guitar up there and we just look out at the big Aegean Sea.
Yeah.
Too amazing, that deep blue sea. And yeah. I just thought, this is what it's all about. This is the stuff that makes you think about everything. And then, of course, writing lyrics and feeling inspired. And for every day that passes, you just get more and more peaceful and you get more in touch with everything you really would like to say. And so I wrote lyrics, and when I came back, I presented them to Pinner, and he said, I think that should be the title of our next album. You know, it's a little bit of a sort of a foresight or something, you know, how to explain destiny, so to speak, the Eye of Tilos.
Mm.
So that was a really nice compliment to make that the title of the album.
Yeah.
So he came up with the title.
Because Greece is one of those places, if you've never been to Greece, it's one of my favourite places in the world. It is just... Everything you said, it just makes me want to get in the car and
yes.
go to the airport.
And, you know, that dry, dusty
yeah.
Walkways, and you know, and the goats are floating
yeah.
around, you know, and then you can smell the food they're cooking off in the
yeah.
distance,
and all the herbs on the side of the road.
Exactly,
yeah.
Everything's thyme plants and or oregano, and it's just a really. It's a coming home for me, Greece. I don't know what it is, but
yeah.
I really have to take Pinner there. So,
oh, you've not been?
I've never been there, no.
Oh,
you've
got to go.
Only in my dreams.
Oh, you've got to go.
Yes, I'm going to take him to Tilos, hopefully in August.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it's nice and hot, you'll roast.
That's true. I remember when I was 40 and I
yes.
was running
yeah.
from point to point.
All the music on the album is musicians. You don't have any sort of samples or anything like that. That's not what what you guys are about. So you've worked with loads of different people. You did all the engineering on this album?
Well, yeah, almost everything. The thing is that a lot of the drums has been done by the drummer himself, Frank Pesard, who also have a studio in Corsica. La Figuerella.
La Figuerella
Studios, and he's a good engineer. He has a great ear, and has his own, you know, studio with his different drum kits. You know, all this vintage stuff and vintage mics and great preamps. So a lot of times, this time he's been sending me over the files, and many times I've even been, you know, just keeping the settings he's had because he has such a good ear for how it's supposed to sound.
Mm.
I'm not looking for having a processed thing. I want it to be as natural as possible, but still being able to cut through on, you know, radio or different media. So that's been the whole goal. We're kind of like very anti-compressor kind of people. We tend to like the dynamic to come from the playing and the singing and things. And we're very simple. We have our own studios in Stockholm, so that makes it easy, of course. I mean, when we have time, we just walk in and record at any given day, but we don't spend a lot of time there. Mm. We do one takes most of the time. Most of the vocals, most of the guitars and everything is just one take. Because you tend to, when you have the opportunity to sit and work on an album for as long as you like, you just tend to become a computer. You keep zooming into things too tiny and perfecting small pieces. And then you do that for every song, and eventually there's nothing left that sounds that sounds human. You know, all that stuff that actually made it vibrant and you know, moving is gone, and it feels like a programmed player instead.
Yeah. They say that the Tibetan rug, the most beautiful thing about a Tibetan rug is the floor. That's what gives it the character.
Yeah,
you know, and I think the word perfect really scares me. Because then it takes everything away that what you're striving for.
Yeah.
You know, because it's constantly changing. So when you, and particularly we love our demo versions. We're like sitting around at the kitchen table like, oh my God, that's a great idea. That initial moment, the idea that you get, that you're inspired. Mm. If that's captured, you can't change it.
Yeah. No, and sometimes I don't even know where stuff has been recorded. We have a studio in the home as well. We have. We have studios everywhere. We have one in Australia too.
We're obsessed. Show off.
Yeah, we're obsessed.
Studio, we'll travel.
But one of the tracks on the album, Sunoir, I think we recorded those in our wardrobe. Because we just,
did too.
Yeah, because we only had like, you know, an hour in the morning. It was, oh, we need to redo these vocals because we wanted to do it with a higher, and a little bit of a higher tempo. So we just walk into the closet, put up a Neumann mic there. You know, in an hour, just did 2-1 takes and then we're done. Then we moved on. So that's how it comes about, you know. So,
you're lucky the music brought you together because you just work as a great team. That's a good thing.
Yeah, we both serve the art, and we understand the language, and we try to earn it every day and just keep going. You know, it would probably finish our session here with you, and then we'll be on the train or something, and we'll have another idea, you know. But, but you've got to run with it when it comes. You don't say, well, I'll put that there. I'll go back and pick it up later on. Because that's everything that connects, how makes things happen.
Yeah.
You've got to run with it. That's something I really believe in.
And creativity is the way it is. You can't control it or you know, you can't force it to something. Mm. It comes to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have to respect that. And I realize that it's gonna be one day, and I'm gonna wake up and not being able to maybe write songs for a couple of years, because it happens to everyone, you know. Mm. You go into those moods. I don't know any artist or any friend of mine that hasn't had that period in their life where their well is empty. You know what I mean? Mm. And right now, for me, when I wake up every morning, it's completely full.
Yeah.
So I need to treasure that and honor that while it's coming, you know, because you know, in 2 years' time, maybe I won't be able to write for 10 years.
Yeah.
So
you can go to Greece then, go relax on an island. Or
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. With all the fat Spotify royalties just flooding the accounts.
Yeah. Now, with at the beginning, so what are you going to end with?
Say it again. Say it to me. Speak of your son as we drift to the moon. May this long journey of witches unknown. Bring us closer together, for love is our home. While the warm summer skies drift into cold, your bluest companion, now winter is close. The wave of all sunsets shall rise and shall fall. This autumn's romance is ours to explore. Say it again, say it to me. Speak of your son as we drift to the moon. The wave of all sunsets shall rise and shall fall. This autumn's romance is ours to explore. Explore. We're born of a new seed into the spring. Her gentle light, it carries our dream. We're born of a new seed into the spring. Become her light and become a dream, a dream. Carries our dream. We're born of a new seed into the spring. Become a light and become a dream, a dream.
Absolutely brilliant. And thank you very, very much to Jane and to Pina. And don't forget, if you want to check the band out, Perfect Blue Sky, it's all the W's, perfectbluesky.net, and also on Twitter at PBS_band. And you can get a copy of the new album, which is called The Eye of Tillis, which is out now. Thanks very much.
It's been a pleasure, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
I was joining in with that one. I was going, oh, in the background.
Yeah, you've been in harmonies. You didn't get the sky, but you got the sun.
I was like, yeah, I was like, it's absolutely fantastic. So thanks ever so much and have a safe journey back.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you. Thanks. Thank you. Right.